we'll be moving to our next speaker, Chief Daddy Trader, also known as Dele. So he actually works with the broker, and he has also worked with the liquidity provider. I don't know if he's still working with them, but I'm sure he would be of good space at the moment to give us more information about some hidden back-end truths that we're supposed to be aware about, and how these truths also benefits the traders and also affects the traders. You understand? Because most of us at times, when we take trades, you say the stop loss is haunting you, blah blah blah, and all that. All these are just market algorithms. So Chief Daddy Speaker, if you're on, I'd love you to turn on your mic and just speak clearly on the forex hidden truths, regulated, unregulated brokers, and also just share any information you feel will be of good use to all the listeners on the call. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for bringing me into this space. And I would say that majority of everything I was supposed to talk about, we've heard it from Trader Benny and this other guy, Norman, I think. But to add to what these guys have said, as we all know, everyone deposits to a broker, and the purpose of that is to trade and also make money. But when you deposit your money into a broker, you should tend to know something, that when you deposit, the little you deposit, the higher chance of you being bull. Okay, so before I go into that, I would like to tell you that there are two types of books in trading. We have the A book and the B book, right? And the A book is saying that literally, whenever you place a trade, it's being sent to a liquidity provider, because when you take trade and you make money, the liquidity provider is supposed to pay you when you make profit on the trade, and when you make loss, the money goes to them. But that should make you ask yourself, how is the broker then earning, or how are they making money if they are sending those orders to liquidity providers? What they do basically is that it's more like a middleman thing, as Trader Benny said. Say, look at these real estate agents, for example. They help house owners get housing or rents, whatever, and they get commission. They're more like a facilitator, something like that. And they make commission from bringing in traders to trade with liquidity providers, right? They get commission for that. So they make money even on the A book or the B book version that they place you on as a trader. So how do they make money, or how do they bet on you on the B book aspect, which means that they are literally using their capital to back you up, saying that, oh, let's bet against this trader, it might actually lose the whole capital, right? Or it might lose some of the capital and then we make money from him. So they tend to see a trader, or watch out the behavior of a trader, right? Like, more like saying that, what type of trader is this person? Is he an all-in person that will just go all in at once and then lose the money, or someone who is very conservative and can make steady or crazy profit and maybe make profit or make loss, right? So what they do is, when they see that you are depositing more than they can afford to lose, imagine someone depositing like $500,000. As a broker, you look like, oh, for someone to deposit this amount of money, we might actually not be able to pay this type of fee, because there's high tendency that he will make profit, right? There's high tendency that he will make profit, because for a trader to have $500,000, it means that he's actually good in trading and he has made money somewhere else, or from a previous broker that he has traded with, and then he's coming to this new broker and then depositing that amount of money. But for someone who is trading, maybe depositing like $500, $300, the broker can bet against you without thinking twice. They will just book you or put you on the B book version, because they believe that whatever you are making on that $500, you can actually lose it, right? They are betting that you can lose your $500 and then it becomes theirs. Or even if you make profit on it, they can still afford to pay you that, right? But you don't know which which book you are on, probably the A book or the B book. There are several ways to know that you are probably on the B book or the A book version of broker, right? Sometimes when you try to maybe place a trade during maybe high impact news, and then you try to enter, and then it says market calls, whatever, something like that, it means that you are actually not being filled. Your orders are not being filled. There's a possibility that you are on the A book, because when there is high impact news coming up, the market tends to like fluctuate. There's not much liquidity because it's being used, right? And then they try to say, oh, we can't accept this order. We can't accept this order because it can't find a certain value to put in your order, right? But if you are on the B book version, you have like a 90% chance of getting into that trade during the news, because it's more like an instant stuff. Now you ask me, if a broker is putting you under the B book, they are betting against you, is that legal or something? Is it not like saying that the prop firms are also doing something like that or something, right? Yes, this is legal because they are regulated, right? And they have the market maker license. So if they have that, they can put you on either the A book or the B, because it's the style of their business, the structure of their business, right? So that is how brokers make money off you, regardless of being an A book or being on the B book version of on the broker, right? So, but how can this thing work in favor of you? The thing is, when you are using a regulated broker, like I have a few, but I personally use Xness, because at first when someone pitched Xness to me, I said, oh, I can't use it. I was with Ante. I'm not sure plenty of people here know that broker. I think it's one broker, I don't know where they are from. I was with Antec, and then I traded about millions of dollars actually with Antec. And these guys actually charge mad commissions on high and my team. We were charged a commission of roughly like $250,000 in like a month for holding a trade for a month. That is crazy. And you tend to look at it like, why are they charging so much on this capital? Because they believe that they can't actually put you on the B book version. So they take commissions for every day you hold that trade. So imagine holding a trade for like a month, and then you are charging like $50 per trade, because those lot size we used were about 100 on each position, right? So the commissions were a lot, and then it almost wiped out the account, just commissions alone. It's indeed crazy, right? So that is how brokers still make money, right? But these things can actually work in your favor when you know to go with regulated brokers. And I said earlier, someone pitched Xness to me, and then I was like, okay, let's give Xness a try. And then all of a sudden I just said, okay, you can actually do the One Nation Unlimited. I was like, oh really, One Nation Unlimited? If it means that these guys actually have enough money to handcuff me, to bring me or to make me stay in or on their broker, okay, now let's try this out, right? I switched to Xness. As at that time, I was I would say probably I was insolvent, so I don't have much money to actually put on Xness, because the person who pitched it to me was like, bro, I know you can deposit 200k, I know you can deposit 300k. I was like, guy, right now I'm insolvent, I can't deposit that much, right? And then I tried it, I put in the little capital that I could, and I started trading with Xness back, I think it was back in 2020. I started trading with Xness 2020. That was 3 years ago, right? So when I started trading with them, I noticed that these guys actually have liquidity. They are more like, they are still a broker, they are a middleman, but I feel even if you are on their B book version, they have enough liquidity to pay you out. That's insane. Where are they getting this money from? I still don't know. It's still a question I'm still asking myself. Probably if someone on this space know what it is, they can actually tell me how how they get their liquidity to finance that much leveraging, right? But that's not the case. You can make money on the B book and the A book, and the brokers can also make money. It can work against you and it can work with you. Imagine you're working with a regulated broker. You don't have to be scared, because regardless of whatever you do, maybe you deposit $500, you can trade it to 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, and they'll pay you. They'll pay you for it because they have the money to pay you, right? But now, that's that about the broker aspect, because most of the guys here, Trader Benny and Norman, have said most of the things about the broker aspect, so I just make it short that way. And for the prop firm, I would say that there are a lot of red flags about the prop firm that many people don't actually know. And I've affiliated a couple prop firms. I mean, I started with FTMO, and then when I'm not sure, maybe anyone can remember Funding Talent. When Funding Talent came, I was one of their traders too. I made quite a number of money with Funding Talent, right? Before we finally discovered that the truth about prop firm is actually not what they think or what they say it is. Because if you look at it, like, these guys will come to you and say, oh, we've secured, or we have investors' money in simulation, and that's our liquidity. We are literally simulating the demo account on the money that we have in liquidity. That's insane. But if you look at what's happening these days, you can see that these guys don't actually have liquidity in place. It's more like Ponzi, as Norman said. It's a Ponzi scheme. Yes, a lot of people have made money from it. I have made money from it. And in some way, it has helped some traders who had no capital to have some capital to start trading live account, right? And I still tell people that as a beginner trader, as a trader who is just coming into the space, you don't need a prop firm. Regardless, you don't need a prop firm. Leave prop firm for traders who have the skill, who can pass this challenge. I mean, there are traders out there who make millions from prop firm. But look at the structure of these prop firms. There are several red flags in it. Like, okay, imagine someone saying, I have this amount of money in simulation. You have to trade a demo account. You have to pass two phases to show me that you can manage the live account. That's insane. If I can make 10% of my capital, of your capital, sorry, if I can make 10% of your capital in one go with proper risk management, and then you're saying, I have to trade again, make 5%. So what that doesn't even make sense. Okay, saying if you say, oh, you have to make 5% first, and then I say, oh, you can actually make 5%. Okay, now make 10%. That makes sense. But saying I have to make 10% first, and then I have to make another 5%. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, right? Because as a trader, you have to think, why go from high to low? Why not from low to high to test my ability, right? But we are not seeing that sense. We are not looking at it at that prospect, because we also want to make money from it. So now, how do these guys pay you? Actually, like, when you get onboarded to this prop firm, they feel, oh, let's bet on this trader, we want to make money off him. Now they say, okay, pass phase one, pass phase two, right? That is total bullshit. I mean, everyone should see it as total bullshit, right? But I won't say that still, because I made money from it. I have made money from it, and I am still making money from it, right? And I see that many traders actually see prop firm as the future. But I think that regulators should come in. If regulators should come in into the prop firm industry, I think it would be a lot better, because yeah, the profit splits will definitely increase. I mean, if you look at how much hedge funds pay, right, it's more like I think 20% of the capital that is made on 20% of profit made on the capital, and maybe 2% management fee on that capital. That is reasonable as a trade. I mean, you have to think of this as a business, not a get rich quick scheme, I mean, trading forex is not about making money. It's about it's actually about making money, but at the same time about experience and the skill that you have to continue growing. You have to keep studying to understand how this industry works, how to make money from this industry, and that is it, right? But my stand on PropFam is that I think that regardless of how favorable it is for some traders, we should get a regulator, because these guys are literally ripping beginner traders off. I think, yeah, fine, we can say that beginner traders should not go in to take challenges. Let them stick to their live account to grow and understand better their level of psychology before actually going for prop firms. But at the same time, we should understand that we have to regulate this thing to keep the Ponzi out, to kick it out from the industry. How can you tell me you don't have liquidity and then you are what? You are taking money from other traders who don't have the skill, but they say, oh, let's try this thing. If I make it, I tend to have so amounts funded. No. I mean, we should not do that. I mean, it's insane. Fine, we understand that everyone wants to make money in this industry, but that doesn't mean that we should rip people off their money. If you know that your structure is not something genuine, it's not, you don't have liquidity. I mean, you are literally betting on, oh, we will have 10,000 traders coming in the prop firm. We can pay this trader who is better than them with that money. Nah, no way. That is insane. It shouldn't be like that, right? So I think we should have regulators to come in. Fine. Even we can say that regulators don't necessarily need to come in, because even some brokers are not entirely regulated, right? But it's important to know that we still need regulator in the prop-firm industry. And there are actually regulators in the prop-firm industry. It's just that the prop-firms of now, I mean, the traditional prop-firms do have regulators, but the prop-firms of now, which I don't know about because it's not prop-firm. Prop-firm is a traditional name for proprietary firm would give capitals to traders, competent traders who can actually make profit for them. But I think we need a regulator in the prop firm industry. And that will be all for now. I thank you for listening. And I do wish everyone here good luck in their training. Thank you very much.